Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to do our last episode about our new dog book, My Hilarious Heroic Human Dog. There truly is something magical about dogs, right? Their natural joy, resilience, their protectiveness, and these traits are so often combined with affection, intuition, courage, and just plain smarts. And that's why we keep putting out collections of dog stories. Dogs keep us company. They act as our therapists. They provide unconditional love, and they share in all the ups and downs of our lives. They make us better people. And if we rescue them, they rescue us back. If we're sad, they comfort us. If we need to have more fun, they show us how. They are our protectors, our role models, and our best friends. And here are six truths about the effects dogs have on our lives, taken from six of the 101 stories in Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Hilarious, Heroic Human Dog. So, our first truth is that a canine companion makes even the most mundane tasks more fun. So, C.L. Namer has a beagle named Lulu who loves to go for rides, sitting right next to her human mom. She knows exactly where they'll be going on their errand days, with the first stop being the coffee shop drive-thru, which always has a puppy cup of cream ready for her. At the next stop, the bank, Lulu greets the bank tellers and knows there will be a dog biscuit tucked into the cash envelope that comes through the chute. Lulu knows to stay in the car at the gas station and mini mart. And then comes her favorite stop, the school. At school, Lulu collects lots of pets and scratches behind her ears as the kids stream by the open car window. And then she performs her most important task, licking her own small humans hello when they climb into the back seat. That done, she joins her human mom in the front seat again. Her human mom says, "Even though it was just an ordinary day, Lulu's company made it special. There's no one I'd rather be running errands with. Rain or shine, anytime she hears the clatter of my keys or the tread of my shoes in the back hall, she's ready to go. A car ride wouldn't be the same without my faithful companion." All right, so here is truth number two. Dogs are natural therapists. Joanna Elphick's son had just been diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome and her world was shattered. Rufus wasn't participating in sports or social activities with his classmates, and he had become a silent, solemn boy. Joanna decided to get him a puppy for his birthday, and then everything changed. That mischievous, half-dachshund, half-Jack Russell was immediately named Maximus, and he started to work his magic on Rufus. Joanna heard her normally silent son chattering away to his puppy behind his bedroom door. And surprisingly, he also took on the duties of feeding and caring for the pup. Strangers would stop Rufus and Maximus on the street to talk. And then Rufus began to make friends at school. Joanna says, "Every day was met with joy, not trepidation, and laughter filled our house, which had been once so quiet." Rufus had been transformed. Today, he is a very tall 16-year-old, popular with his peers, earning top grades, and on track to go to university. Joanna says, I don't know what would have become of Rufus if he had never met Maximus. I really don't want to think about that. What I do know is that this wriggling bundle of fur brought genuine magic into all our lives. With love and licks, he found the cure that no other could have given. All right, and here is truth number three. Dogs can unite families. So Victoria Roeder and her husband created a blended family with their three sons, but they were having trouble moving from yours and mine to ours. So they decided to adopt an adorable husky puppy from the town pound, but they had to wait a week to make sure no one claimed him. Unfortunately, during that time, he escaped the pound and was hit by a car in the road. Now he was dragging around a broken leg somewhere outside. Victoria and her husband decided to rescue the dog if they could find him. They would take him to the vet and put him down if he wasn't going to make it. They did find him, and the vet amputated his back leg all the way to the hip and removed a portion of his tail and treated another wound, but then the dog healed. He did need a few more surgeries, but he ran around the family's 20 acres and played with their other dog. And when that dog died of old age, they got another puppy who bonded with Rocky right away. All these medical issues and Rocky's triumphant recovery bonded the whole family. Victoria says, Rocky changed our lives. Our stray is a healer. He moved us from a blended family to a family. We worked and played together. In dog words, we became a pack. He also showed us how to heal our broken parts just as he did. He was a model of resilience. It's a classic tale of who rescued whom.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Our fourth truth is that dogs teach you how to live in the moment. So Catherine Santichin wasn't ready to lose her mom. Even though her mom had been sick for a year, Catherine was in denial. So she says that her world was knocked off its axis when her mom died. Catherine says, in the months following my mom's death, I gave up on happiness. But there was a way out, a final gift from my mom. Her dog, Cooper. She picked him out at the Humane Society just 2 years before her passing. Could she have known how much I would need him? Cooper taught Catherine how to enjoy life again, how to get out of bed and see the world. She says, I watch him live in the moment, greeting each passing dog like a long-lost friend. What looks to me like a basic one-way street and crumbling sidewalk is an exotic safari for Cooper. Cooper sees each new day as full of possibility. Despite having no control over his daily routine, he finds joy in each activity. He lives in the moment, free of worries and regrets. He revels in each action as if experiencing it for the first time. Cooper has taught Catherine that delays are merely opportunities to enjoy a bit of unexpected time, and failures are not something to be feared. Baked goods are to be enjoyed immediately, and there's nothing wrong with asking for attention when you want it. Catherine says, I realized that I never knew how to be truly happy. For me, happiness had always been the next promotion or international vacation, shared on social media through dozens of carefully selected photos. The time between these highlights was just a drudgery to get through. I'd been moving through the world on autopilot. No more, though. Cooper has reintroduced her to life, and it's better than it was before. And here comes our truth number five. Dogs show you that rules are made to be broken. So, Ronica Stromberg grew up with a German Shepherd mix named Mullins. This dog couldn't stand being confined or tied up. So even though their city had leash laws, Ronica's parents gave up on imposing them on the dog. He would walk the kids to the bus stop at the end of their driveway, and he knew by sound which bus would return them to him in the afternoon. He also grew to recognize the sound of the dog catcher's vehicle after one unfortunate incident in which he was caught and the family had to go and claim him. The dog catcher warned them that the fines would increase if the dog were caught again. But Ronica's mother explained, "We can't cage him. He breaks free from everything, and he doesn't harm anyone. He stays with our girls." Well, one day their mom looked out the window and saw Mullins making a beeline for the basement where they had hidden him from the dog catcher before. He used his muzzle to grab the door's edge and open it wide, then scooted inside and let the door move back into place behind him. The dog catcher couldn't legally enter the house, but warned, "If I ever get any complaints from the neighbors about him, I'll be back to lock him up." No one ever complained, and the family left the basement door slightly ajar for Mullins for the rest of his life. And finally, here is truth number 6 from our book. Sometimes you have to put the dog first. So Tina Rafowitz tells us a story about breaking another kind of rule, this one on an airplane. And I think that most of us would agree that there are times when you need to put the dog's welfare first, even if it means getting in trouble. Tina's family was traveling to Florida with their anxious dog, Gibson, who was not doing well in the air despite having taken a Xanax. He was tucked into his carrier bag under the seat, but his gums were getting bloody from his attempts to chew his way out of it. Tina's husband, Ivan, suggested that Tina keep the dog in the bag, but just move the bag onto her lap. That's not a big deal, right? But that did not please the flight attendant, who made Tina put the dog in the bag back under the seat. Other passengers started to protest, saying they weren't bothered by the dog in the bag and that they would provide their testimony to the airline if the family got in trouble. Well, Ivan put the dog in his lap after that, and the flight attendant said there would be consequences. When they landed, they found the police waiting for Ivan on the tarmac. He was escorted to a holding room where he was questioned until the police decided he was no threat to anyone and they let him go. But Ivan is now on probation for 2 years with the airline in question. Luckily, on their next flight, the flight attendant and their fellow passengers welcomed Gibson and begged Tina to take him out of his carrier bag so everyone could enjoy him. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Hilarious Heroic Human Dog. You can go to our website, which is chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the funny topics it covers. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this book and our other new collections, you can sign up for our daily newsletter. You will get a free story in your email every day. Go to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. Come back for our next episode for something completely different, with 2 stories about neighbors sharing food during the pandemic and all the wonderful things that came out of that.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.